Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try Double Grid from Hot Butcher for the World. Thank you to Hot Butcher for sending this one. Citra and Mosaic Hopped Double India Pale Ale. From the back, the tasting notes, fresh citrus, light resin, and tropical. Exotic tropical. Canned on 125-21. Let's go ahead and get it open and get it into a glass. Double New England style IPA. There we go. We'll just leave a little in there. I'll finish some in here, then we'll pour the rest in there. Off-white, almost orangish colored head, translucent coming up from the color of the actual beer. Pretty much all small bubbles. Couple medium in there. A little, I would say about a half a finger of head. Bubbles on the side are compact like dish soap. Color, orange juice and color, more orange up in here, but that's because it's bigger. Lighter yellow, very hazy down there. Looks like a standard double India Pale Ale, double IPA, New England IPA, I should say. Let's go ahead and smell. Very tropical, like mango, pineapple. Pineapple is what I get the most of, but yeah, it's very tropical. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm getting a little, it's almost like a malt oat in there. I don't know if it's just from that big dry hop that they're using. I'm guessing double grid means almost two times the dry hop. I could be wrong. It could be just the two hops that they're using. Sweetness. Yeah, I get that pineapple, mango, tropical fruit, a touch of, I'll say oat malt, then some sweetness behind it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like it smells bad. It's just, that's what I'm picking up. Okay, let's go ahead and try it. Very, very smooth. I almost want to say this is about the smoothest, sweetest double IPA that I've had. Let's make sure. I'm pretty sure they're calling it double IPA in here. Yeah, double New England IPA. No IBUs listed. Maybe they're using more oats, but I don't think I've had a double New England IPA as smooth as this one is. Medium body. You get that tropical, a little bitterness on both sides. I would like to see more bitterness than that sweetness coming through, but I understand it. I almost want to say I'm getting some citrus in the back, like some orange citrus in the back along with that bitterness. You could almost say like an orange rind bitterness in there. A little resiny, right? That's what they said on the back, I believe. Light resin. Yeah, you do get some of that. I'm guessing that's just from the dry hops, the amount of dry hops that they're using in there. It could be from the hops, but they're not going to give off a resin. It's going to be the amount of hops, I'm guessing, that's used. Excuse me. I'm trying to, like, the smoothness of that body, like, you can still tell that it's, like, medium body, maybe a touch more, but it's, like, light and airy, like very smooth. Maybe, I'm just saying, they added more oats or something to slicken up that body or the taste. The aftertaste, That bitterness, kind of light resin, continues in there. But I almost feel it's more citrus in the aftertaste. I'll have to watch some other reviews. I'm sure other people have done it. And I don't know if it's just that bitterness, and it is tropical sweetness, but I get more of a citrus in the aftertaste. I don't really get it in the taste except for the very back end, like I was saying about like an orange juice. For me on this one, I would have to go with a 4.25 out of 5. Definitely good. I would recommend this to anybody that's into double New England IPAs. I would like a little bit more bitterness and a little less sweetness. You see a lot of these New England IPAs, double New England IPAs, go for the sweeter side. I would like some bitterness to cut into that. But overall, definitely a well-done beer. Let's check on Tapped real quick. 6 of my friends have had it, 4.55 out of 5. Almost, or a little over 8,500 people have had it, 4.4 out of 5. So I am a little bit lower. Let's see here. I was trying to see if anybody, yeah, really soft, smooth. If anybody else mentioned citrus, but nobody did. But yeah, definitely good. But for me, like I said, I want a little bit more bitterness in my double New England IPAs, even regular New England IPAs. You know, around 40-50-ish in my regular New England IPAs and 60 to 70, but that's just me. So if you, I mean, the majority of people think this is better than I do. So if you're into a sweeter double New England IPA, definitely worth a pickup. Thank you to Hop Butcher for sending me this. I'll leave their link down below if you want to go check out their website to see what they have.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.